Good morning, everyone, and happy Sabbath, and greetings to those of you on the webcast. And Mr. Terry's trying to give me a hard time here. Here's a joke about faithful women, a faithful woman. An elderly lady, well known for her faith and for her boldness in talking about it. She would stand on her front porch and shout, "Praise the Lord." Next door to her lived an atheist who would get so angry at her proclamation, he would shout, "There ain't no Lord." Hard times set in on the elderly lady, and she prayed for God to send her some assistance. She stood on her porch and shouted, "Praise the Lord. God, I need food. I'm having a hard time. Praise the Lord. Send me some groceries." The next morning, the lady went out on her porch and noted a large bag of groceries and shouted, "Praise the Lord." The neighbor jumped from behind a bush and said, "Aha, I told you there was no Lord. I bought those groceries. God didn't." The lady started jumping up and down and clapping her hands and said, "Praise the Lord. He not only sent me groceries, but he made the devil pay for them. Praise the Lord." My title is Faithfulness. A recent edition of the Family Study Guide titled "The Fruit of the Spirit, Faithfulness." Some of my quotes will come from that study guide, and some from a sermon given by Mr. Gary Petty titled "Faithfulness." Being faithful is something that we must do as God's people every day. Jesus Christ set an example of being faithful. The Bible shows us that Jesus Christ is the perfect example of remaining faithful to the Father and his plan over time, even when times were tough. He always was faithful, is faithful, and will always be faithful. Faithful is one of his names, as Revelation 19:11 brings out. Revelation chapter 19 and verse 11, speaking of a future prophecy. Revelation 19 and verse 11. Verse 11 of Revelation 19. "Now I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he will judge and make war." Here is the scripture tells us Jesus Christ will administer justice, wage war righteously. He further defined this way of life in Revelation 1 and verse 8. Revelation 1 and verse 8. "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty." Faithfulness, or being faithful, is a life of a consistent and of being consistent and being dependable in all areas of our lives. Reading in Matthew 25 and verse 23, the parable of the talents, and Jesus Christ promised the one who gained talents or made use of his talents, increased his talents, in verse 23 of Matthew 25. Matthew Matthew 25 and verse 23. Here Jesus Christ told the servant who increased his talents by two. His Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord." When we get married, all of us who are married, we realize that we have to be faithful to our spouse. We make a promise to the person that we are marrying that we will be faithful. Here's how God put it in Hebrews 13 and verse 4. It's a very serious ceremony, a very serious thing, marriages. Hebrews 13 and verse 4. Verse 4 of Hebrews 13. "Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge." Here's how the Good News translation translate that verse. Marriage is to be honored by all, and husbands and wives must be faithful to each other. God will judge those who are immoral and those who commit adultery. In Matthew 24 and verse 45 through 47, Matthew 24, verse 45 through 47, again, further expands the person who, or all of us who are God's people, the importance of being faithful. Matthew 24, verse 45 through 47. Here the caption of my Bible says, "The faithful servant and the evil servant." Verse 45. "Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler over his household and give to them food in due season? Verse 46. "Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing." Verse 47, "Assuredly, I say to you that he will make him ruler over all his goods." Being faithful, or having an attitude of faithfulness, is a lifelong journey. From the beginning, Jesus planned to do the work of becoming our Savior. Even though he knew he would have to suffer. In response to Jesus' sacrifice, God asked us to determine to be faithful to him for our entire life, our lives. Let's move over to Luke chapter 14 and reread verse 25 through 30. An example of giving up everything to follow Christ. Luke 14 and verse 25 through 30. Luke 14, verse 25 through 30. Verse 25. "Now a great multitude went out with him, and he turned and said to them, 'If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and his mother and wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever does not hear or bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.'" Verse 26. 28. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Lest after he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see him begin to mock him, saying, verse 30, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Trust and fidelity and faith in God and faithfulness to his word are important aspects of the way of life of the scriptures. But how essential is faith in our relationship with God? Let's turn to a familiar scripture in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Reading from the NIV. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. In the New Testament, the words faith, faithful, and faithfulness are derived from the Greek word pistis. Vine's Expository Dictionary of the Old and New Testament defines pistis as trust, trustworthiness, what is believed, the contents of belief, the faith, a ground for faith, an assurance, a pledge of fidelity. We are familiar with the word infidelity, and it means an absence of faithfulness, and it is one of the major causes of broken relationships, especially in marriage. In any close relationship, faithfulness and trust are important elements or qualities. Most marriage ceremony contains a statement from each party promising to be faithful to the other. Often, it is until death. That's the attitude that we need to strive to have, and have that same confidence that we will finish the race. The ultimate reward for perseverance is eternal life. Jesus said in the last part of Revelation 2 and verse 10, be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. We must not never give up or fall away or grow weary or grow tired. In Matthew chapter 24, Christ was giving his disciples a prophecy about the end time. In Matthew 24, verse 9 through 12, he speaks of tribulation and persecution. Then in verse 13 of Matthew 24, he says that he who endures to the end shall be saved. In much of Matthew 24, Jesus is speaking of his second coming at a time when most people will not be expecting it. Let's turn to verse 44 through 46 of Matthew 24. We'll read verse 44 through 46. Verse 44. Matthew 24. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Who then is faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler over his household to give them the food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Faithfulness we need to have to God and to Jesus Christ. What is God's will and what is and God's work? The example is brought out, or the answer is given in Matthew 25, verse 31 through 36. And turn over a page from Matthew 24. We read verse 31 through 36. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on his throne in his glory. Verse 32, and all nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goat. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Verse 34, then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. And I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. The returning Jesus Christ is portrayed as king, as the king who will say, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. That's verse 40 of Matthew 25. Each of us show our love for God and Christ by how we love God's other children. Also, in verse 14 through 30 of Matthew 25, Jesus told the parable of the talents. As we know, a talent is a measure of money. This story, or this parable, illustrates several important lessons. God gives each of us different abilities and opportunities at his, and he expects us to thoroughly use them in his service. He will generously reward us according to how much we have spiritually grown and serve in this life. An unprofitable servant who has wasted his time and opportunities instead of obeying God is called wicked and lazy and will be punished. And God does not accept excuses, not even the fear of failure. But the main point of the parable is how it portrays Christ returning someday to reward his faithful followers, those who believe God and live accordingly. To each of the profitable servants, the master said in Matthew 25, verse 21 to 23, verse 21 through 23 of Matthew 25, his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servants. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. He also, who had received 2 talents, came and said to him, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents, but I have gained 2 more talents besides. His Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." We all must strive to live according to the faith God Spirit developed in each of us, exhibiting the faithfulness he desires. And in the end, may each of us hear Christ's wonderful approval on that great day he returns to reward his faithful servants. One of the questions may be, if we lack faith, how do we increase it? The disciples asked in Luke 17 and verse 5, Luke chapter 17 and verse 5, Luke chapter 17 and verse 5. And the apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." Increase our faith when we really understand faithfulness. Where do we go to God and say, "I have faith. You will increase my faith." It has to be spirit-led. If it's spirit-led, it's meekness. Meekness towards God produce something towards others. Now let's turn over to 1 Peter and we'll read 1 Peter 1, verse 3 through 5. 1 Peter 1, verse 3 through 5. First Peter 1, verse 3 through 5. Blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. We are, as his begotten children, are shielded by God through faith. Our faith isn't shielding us. Our faith isn't keeping us. Our faith isn't protecting us. It's our faith that God is protecting us, and that God is shielding us, and that God is taking care of us. Our faith is in what God is doing. Let's, in Mark 9, verse 17 to 23, "If I believe, whatever I ask, God will do." I'm making a paraphrase here. Submission to God. And the next statement in verse 24, immediately the father of the child cried out, but he didn't say calmly. He cried out from the depth of his being. It says, he cried out and said with tears, "Lord, help my unbelief." If we are going to have the type of faithfulness that is a fruit of God's Spirit, there are times when we might say on our knees, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." We cannot produce this fruit without the use of God's Spirit in our lives. So it takes faith that leads us to the point where we say, "I can't go any further. God has to carry me the rest of the way." In conclusion, faithfulness has to do with giving up our purpose for God's and trusting that he will be in our lives. And being faithful is something that we do every day. And faithfulness includes perseverance, enduring to the end. Faith in God and faithfulness to his words are essential aspects of the way of life of God's word, his holy book. Have a great Sabbath and see you the next time.